This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
WEEI Afternoons, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens. And Nick Fitzy-Stevens annoyed some people yesterday, as he is wont to do. Some of them notable, some of them just internet trolls and sort of everything in between. And I don't really understand the reason for the angst because, you know, I watch Nesson on a nightly basis, watch a lot of Red Sox baseball, and when I hear the color commentators talk about how the Red Sox would like Roman Anthony to get the ball in the air a little bit more, to take advantage of his power and maybe get some home runs, I was like, oh, this seems like this is everybody's kind of rooting for the same thing, but
yep.
When Fitzy says it, well, everybody beats up on Fitzy. That part of it I'm actually all for. Piling on Fitzy is something I've been doing
stunning,
for years.
Stunning development.
I actually started that game. The internet trolls are just trying to catch up in that area.
Right. They learned it from you, Dad. Thanks.
So, Fitzy, people apparently had some not nice responses to your opinions. Is that fair to say?
They kind of took a little bit of issue with it. And so the way it works is after certain segments on the show, our Twitch/video producer, Brian Frazoco, often will, you know, DM us, message us, come down the hall and be like, hey, did you like that? Or should I put this up? I want to share that. Messages me, hey, is it cool if I share your three-point stance? Yeah, it's fine. I'm sure it'll probably aggravate a few Sox fans, but let's see if they take it the wrong way or the right way. Last night, checking the score, checking something one time before bed, I saw like the clip blew up and my notifications and messages, my God, absolute minefield, just toxic, just like the grounds of like a transfer station, like an absolute dump in Haverhill. It was awful. I was stunned, actually. And like some of them were just like, why would you want to do that? He's so good. Roman Anthony is so perfect. And then there was just a ton of lots of things that I cannot repeat on FM radio. And Andy, I'd be even uncomfortable repeating them interpersonally or even on a podcast. Like people just got angry and nasty. And I'd like to ask you this. Do you believe if in my 3-point stance yesterday, instead of saying Roman Anthony alter his swing, that Roman Anthony try to perhaps hit more home runs than just sort of, you know, hit for contact or work on the line drives? If I had not even, was it the phrase alter his swing that triggered so many Sox fans?
I think it probably was. But let's hear some of the results of that. Dan Ball, has been scouring the socials to get some of the classic response, the the troll responses, the cesspools responses. What are those, Dan?
First of all, shout out to Will Middlebrooks, who took the nerd approach and responded with Roman's numbers over his last 36 games. 338 average, 430 OBP, blah, 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 blah. Middlebrooks, unfortunately, Fitzy, missed your point, which was not that he is not a good player. Right. And that's what I...
Oh, and Middlebrooks also unfollowed me last night.
Oh, he unfollowed you?
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
He did.
Oh, I'm down on Will Middlebrooks now.
Middlebrooks has been following me for half a decade, and last night I was like, oh, wow, Middlebrooks replied. Then I looked, and I was like, oh, no, the follows you is gone.
Do we have our first WEEI Afternoons feud that doesn't involve me?
Yes.
Will Middlebrooks hates
Fitzy?
I don't know. A certain linebacker doesn't like a certain head coach, but that hasn't come
to
a head yet.
Yeah,
funny little story with Middlebrooks. Years ago, I was supposed to host a TV show on the Big Ten Network.
That's a great co-host, story.
With co-host Jenny Dell. I got replaced the week before it started shooting. I almost was TV pals with Jenny Dell.
I was going to say, be careful where this goes. This feud could really escalate depending on how you finish that sentence.
Well, do we extend the invitation to the Fenway Ford Clubhouse Studios where apparently all of our wars are fought?
This just got less fun for me, though.
That's why? Because you're not involved?
No, because I have no... The middle school unfollow somebody because they said something you don't agree with thing.
Maybe it was the Dustin May thing yesterday when I said he had a 0.0% chance to win. I don't know, but like Middlebrooks and I have been Twitter chums for years, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh.
Wow.
Was it something I twote?
Okay, not a fan.
So, moving on from that, I also gleaned that a lot of people just didn't listen to the full clip, which is classic Twitter. Somebody used a GFY back at you, Fitzy, which I took offense to on your behalf.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That's my... You can't redirect my energy at me, especially borrowing my old signature catchphrase.
I like that one.
You like that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Straight to the point.
Somebody asked...
Letters.
Somebody was inquisitive in theirs. We watching the same sport, which I appreciated.
That needs a bro on the end.
Yeah.
That needs
a
bro.
The lack of bro was disappointing on that one. And again, Andy, you agreed that it was the alter his swing phrasing that probably triggered a lot of people. Dan Stiz, behind the glass, you boys with me on that vibe?
Yeah, I think that's probably fair. Just any implication that he needs to change anything, I think probably got people all up.
He's
in
perfect just the way he is.
Right.
I like that he strikes out a lot.
Which is, you know, when it's Roman Anthony and Ted Williams.
Two home runs before the week.
I can see both sides when it's Roman Anthony and Ted Williams in the same conversation.
Nobody's perfect.
And then the last one, and I was genuinely curious, wonder when the last time this guy swung a bat.
Oh. He coaches. He's going to do some fun.
I know. That's why I wanted you to give the answer to that question.
Of course I do.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. And I swing and miss at half of them. Thank you.
There you go.
Do you? Pop-ups are impossible. Just throw them. Much easier.
Yeah, well, the problem is I'm still coaching little kids, so you have to hit the gentle flies to the outfield. You can't grip it and rip it like you probably could with 12 and up.
Yeah, and that's how I tore my bicep.
But yeah, something tells me that didn't stop Andy.
Yeah, I was hitting fungos to center field when I tore my bicep. anyway, okay, those are the mean tweets. You hate
you,
Fitzy. You want to unfollow him like Will Middlebrooks, apparently. Whatever. Do your thing. It's social media. That's your prerogative.
Soft.
But, yeah, you may be soft if you do that. Yes, we may. But we'll still invite you on the show to talk baseball and maybe go at Fitzy if you don't like his opinions. We'll have a little feud here. But now it is time for our Wednesday afternoon Behind the Glass Snake Draft. So, boys, we came up with the idea. Fitzy, I think this was your idea. We're going to draft a fantasy offense, which is not something the Patriots have right now, but a quarterback, a wide receiver, a running back, a tight end. But there is a little twist. One of those draft pick positions has to be a Patriot.
Good luck.
You have to check off a Patriot somewhere on your team. So we're going to do that. It's going to be me, it's going to be Fitzy, and it's going to be the boys behind the glass. I believe Stiz is going to go to the podium and speak for them.
That's right.
What is our draft order?
It is just that. It is Fitzy, it is Hart, and then it's the Behind the Glass boys. One, two, three. So yes, four rounds, snake draft. So the Behind the Glass boys will get the wraparound pick at 3 and 4.
All right.
And Nick Fitzy Stevens has the first overall selection.
As a man of my word, obviously, I have to go with the guy that I've been saying on this radio station is the best quarterback in football for months. I believe it. Thrilled to have him on my team. Ice Joe Burrow, the king of the North. Welcome to Team Fitzy. You are our QB.
Joe Burrow goes number one overall. I think that's a bold choice. I like it. You know I love Joe Burrow, so I never criticize that pick. So I am going to go... Ooh, this is the number two pick. Do the balance here. I am going to go with Bijan Robinson, number one pick for the Hart team.
Running back position is a little bit of a question this year, it seems like. You get past Saquon Barkley, and then McCaffrey's getting older. Genty's your number five, but he's just getting into the league.
Rookie.
So,
yeah. And even Barkley, I think, is a risky pick coming off a kind of great special season. Feels like he's due to have a little step back or even an injury or something. So, yeah, it's an interesting position.
And as the league moves away from a true number one running back, it's harder to draft a true number one running back, which is why I think it's an apt pick. So Stiz is getting his picks ready on behalf of the Behind the Glass boys. We have the wraparound pick. Two picks coming up, and these are them.
All right, boys. So I have been watching Hard Knocks.
I thought you were going to say,
big fan.
You know the game, you know the name.
No, I watched the first episode. Actually, I'm curious if the second episode already dropped. Maybe it was
I think it's on tonight.
Yeah. But I'm a big fan of Hard Knocks, and I'm loving what I'm seeing from my guy, Josh Allen. So for the Behind the Glass boys, first pick, quarterback, Josh Allen.
Love it.
It's a great
Josh
pick.
Allen.
Reigning MVP. That's a good pick.
That's right.
I mean, and it comes across as more likable. It's hard to think that he could be, but he's even more likable, Andy, in the show.
Well, you took the words out of my mouth, Nick. Andy, you were talking about earlier about how, you know, if the coach is interacting with fans in a certain way, I mean, these guys do it right.
He's the best.
Josh Allen's out there signing autographs for hours. It's really cool to see.
Yeah, he is. He's a stud. He's just a stud all the way around. And I saw the comments from Haley Steinfeld, their wedding, and she's like, he's the man I've always dreamed of in every dream I ever had or something like that. I was like, damn.
Yeah, Josh Allen seems like he's living a pretty nice life. For our second pick, we will go wide receiver, and we will take Jamar Chase.
Jamar Chase is the
awesome
first
pick.
Wide receiver taken.
He's the best wide receiver in football.
So that doesn't allow Fitzy, if this were a real league, to double up on his points and that whole thing. I am on the clock at number five. I am going to go to the wide receiver position. It's a little concerning to me because this guy did not practice against the Patriots today because he is dealing with a soft tissue injury. But we talked about that offense. We talked about that coach. Give me Justin Jefferson. I think he's the best wide receiver in football.
Okay. It's a good 1 and 1A at this point, really.
Yes.
I think you, no disrespect, the next one on the list, well, I won't share it, but I think there is a 1 and 1A, and then there's a little bit of a drop off when you get to the rest of the position.
Absolutely.
All right, Fitzy, you have the wraparound pick at 6 and 7.
Ooh, I can completely live with how this is working out. I am going to go with my second overall pick. I am going to take tight end Brock Bowers out of the Las Vegas Raiders. I think he is the best tight end in football, and it's not even close. I also saw that he recently shaved his head, so he looks like a jacked Lex Luthor now. So that has nothing to do with anything other than the fact that I love the look. So I'll take Brock Bowers. And then with my wraparound pick, my New England Patriot, I mean, does this just not fit? I mean, obviously, Travion Henderson.
I would have put that as a lock before this whole process started.
Right.
And it's not a bad pick. I actually think it's a very good pick upside there. Hell, you already got the injury or whatever the hell is going on with Ramondre Stevenson. The role could be growing, not shrinking. So I think that's a good pick, Fitzy. So I'm in my eighth pick overall, my third pick, and I am going to go with my Patriot. Patriots are starting to come off the board. Give me tight end Hunter Henry, who also didn't practice today. Seems to be a theme for my team.
Yikes. Oh, boy.
So, Andy, what do you have so far?
Bijan Robinson, Justin Jefferson, and Hunter Henry.
Ooh, that's a nice little roster you got right there.
Yeah, Hunter Henry is a lock to catch 60 balls and 6 touchdowns for 600 yards.
That's probably as true a statement as you have ever made over these airwaves.
All right, let's go, Stiz. Oh, there's a lot of yelling going on behind the glass.
They're just fighting. It's fun to play the depth chart game with Stiz on the fly. All right. Do we have a wide receiver? Yes, we have a wide receiver.
Stiz
we need a running
like
back.
Depth chart. Wasn't that a record label?
All right, for our running back, we too will take our Patriot off the board. Give us Ramondre Stevenson.
Ooh,
Ramondre Stevenson.
That's an interesting selection. I don't hate it. I don't love it. It is, I would say, you both can't be right. You need one of those guys to have a breakout year and carry the full load. So Fitzy and Stiz are battling in this game.
Absolutely. Okay, so that covers quarterback, wide receiver, and running back, leaving us a tight end. And Stiz is in love with the next member of the Behind the Glass team.
I am. Again, watched him on TV. I believe it was a Netflix show. I'm not sure the one. I don't know if it was quarterback. I don't know. But George Kittle. Give me George Kittle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. He's your boy. He's also your smelling salt boy who freaked out when he couldn't have smelling salts,
and now come
to find out he just needs to supply his own.
Oh, by the way, Andy, I'm sending you the Amazon link to the smelling salts for you to purchase.
Okay,
I'll send that to you later.
I will get on that now with my fourth pick. If you've been following along, I need a quarterback, and there are good quarterbacks on the board. I have two that I'm considering, and I already told you guys I think one of them has a step back in his second season, so I'm not going to take that guy. Therefore, I will take the annual MVP candidate that is Lamar Jackson. Thank you very much.
Ooh, wow.
It's a good pick. Never a problem, especially if you look at this from a fantasy lens, what you get on the ground and in the air.
Oh, yeah.
As long as it doesn't matter in the playoffs, then.
I'm not worried about that.
Yeah.
We'll celebrate by then. But that's right. This is a good damn team.
That's a solid performance out of Team Hart in the middle. Nick Fitzy Stevens, you get the Mr. Irrelevant pick.
I do. Man, I am caught between. You know what? This kid is a stud. And he may even go further this year.
Yep.
It's actually a college teammate of his I was debating picking as well. Andy, how crazy would you have thought I would have been if I took BTJ here?
Not crazy at all, because he would be a consideration for me. It's either the young one or the younger one is how I would label it on the former Tigers.
Which is why I'm going to go with Malik Nabers, wide receiver from the New York Giants.
I was hoping you were going to go with Brian Thomas Jr., because I think that's a ballsy pick, but
yeah,
I don't think you can go wrong with either of those. I think both those guys are absolute studs. And LSU, it's just stupid how many great receivers come out of LSU.
It's incredible. Yeah,
They're amazing ones that come out of Ohio State. What the hell do they teach them, and how do they teach them how to play wide receiver down there? It's bananas.
All right, those are our teams we drafted. Again, you had to draft a Patriot in our little fantasy draft. Those will be up on socials. You'll get a chance to vote and sound off. Tell us who drafted the best fantasy team that has to include a Patriot. Vote for Hart, vote for Fitzy, or give Stiz the sympathy vote. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for Odds and Ends as we bring the show to a close.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.